Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, generally speaking, Americans don't like kings. Oh, we had a king once, and we really didn't care for it. Many of us hear the word king, and we think of a distant tyrant who lives across the ocean and mistreats his people and, well, even taxes their tea. Or we think of a meaningless figurehead, the Queen of England, long live the Queen. It's a historical office held over from the past that no longer has any real power. Americans don't like kings. But the Israelites were just the opposite. You see, they cried out, "If we only had a king!" And they had kings. First was King Saul, and he had no heart. Then came King David, and he had a whole heart. Then came King Solomon, and he had a half heart. After that, we go into the divided kingdom. And to keep it all straight, you all know I do my divided ditty, right? North, South, Israel, Judah, 1920, 08, yeah. 19 kings in the north, and not a single one of them were good. 20 kings in the south, only 8 were good. 20 and 19 plus 3, that's 42 kings. Kings galore. They had kings. And most of them failed. Miserably. They failed to be true to God. But when we speak of a king, King Jesus, Jesus Christ as our king, we are not alluding to a tyrant or a figurehead or a failure or even some benevolent king who rules for a season. No, instead we are speaking of a perfect, righteous, and loving king. One who is absolutely sovereign in his authority and eternal in his reign. In both the Old and the New Testaments, we find explicit references to Jesus, the Messiah, as being a king. The angel Gabriel, when he announced to Mary that she would give birth to Jesus, said, "And he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom, there will be no end." Jesus is from the lineage of King David and appointed to the throne by God the Father to reign over an eternal kingdom. Elsewhere, Jesus is referred to as the King of the Jews, the King of Israel, the blessed and only sovereign, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Even this term, Lord, so often used of Jesus, speaks of his supreme power and authority. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 20 to 22 tells us that Jesus is now seated at God's right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. We have a king, and his name is Jesus. He is not just a king. He is the King of Kings, with authority and dominion over all things. Jesus did not come to usher in a type of kingdom that David or Solomon ruled over. He did not come to overthrow the Roman rule by force, as some expected, but instead rules and reigns over the hearts and lives of his people. Jesus is a king, and yet his kingdom is not of this world. Since Christ's kingdom is not of this world, those who belong to him are also not of this world. The Apostle Paul tells us in Philippians chapter 3, but our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him to subdue all things to himself. We have a king, and we are citizens of his heavenly kingdom. Our God has been hospitable, and he has offered us hospitality. Once we were aliens, but we are no more. He has filled us with good things, all because of the babe of Bethlehem and the crucified of Calvary, all because of Jesus. Now that makes it a merry Christmas. Long live the King, King Jesus. Amen. As followers of Christ, keep loving one another earnestly and show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Amen. Let us worship our King Jesus with